Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today. I'm Navi Ball and today my guest is Danny Lee. Danny is a pharmacy manager at London Drugs in the Winnipeg St. Vitale location, and we'll be talking about a recent survey conducted for London Drugs about the top concerns Manitoba adults have regarding their children. Thank you for joining me today. So first off, Danny, how long have you been working as a pharmacist?
I've been a pharmacist for about 18 years.
Now, before we get into the details of the survey, could you give a bit of background about it? Does London Drugs do these sort of surveys often?
We do surveys quite frequently and ask different health-related questions just to see what is a hot topic in each province or in Canada and what people are concerned about. So sometimes, depending on the month as well, we might have a poll that goes out asking about people's knowledge of hypertension, if it was hypertension month or something like that. So we do tend to do that just to give us an idea of what people are facing and what issues or information is needed or necessary.
All right. So what were some of the major findings in the survey?
A lot of the major findings, especially with going back to school, there could be a lot of the cyberbullying or even in-school bullying. A new school, a new environment can be challenging for kids. So in terms of a lot of the topics discussed in the survey, besides just the physical inactivity and childhood obesity, these were some of the other topics that just being safe for kids and the diseases as well was also top of mind for a lot of the adults, especially with the measles outbreaks and resurgence in the last year.
And in your experience, do parents talk to their pharmacist about these issues regarding their children?
There are always questions that we encounter and parents may ask us. Unfortunately, sometimes parents may not want to ask openly, and that's a hard part. In a survey, you can be a bit anonymous in terms of these are the topics I'm kind of thinking about and worried about. But when it comes to being able to ask, you know, we're quite accessible as pharmacists to provide health information and to help with, you know, certain things and provide information. But sometimes it's just either the stigma or just not having the courage to come and asking for help, and sometimes you just don't take that extra step.
And do these surveys kind of help get the conversation going and help eliminate the stigma that surrounds these issues?
I think so. Especially the two points that we wanted to get across, especially from pharmacy, is that substance abuse, no matter what age and, you know, how old the child is, it's sometimes as easy as getting and finding medication from your own house in the medicine cabinet or friends or a relative's medicine cabinet. So we definitely wanted to mention that keeping medication safe and locked up and when they're no longer in need to safely bring it back to pharmacy to dispose of would be a very good idea. So it would minimize the diversion, especially with all the narcotics and abuse and overdoses that we keep hearing in the news right now. This would be a good way of at least diverting some of the prescription and over-the-counter medications and get it safely disposed of by bringing it back to the pharmacy.
And in your opinion, what could be done to help curb these issues and make sure that they are addressed?
Depending on what challenge, like there's school counselors and there are helplines and help groups that can be helpful for parents and their children. If it's a health-related question or a concern, definitely go into your pharmacist to ask and see if there's something that either the pharmacy can help with, like the safety disposal of medications or the vaccinations, that the pharmacy can definitely help with. If there's any other issues, we may refer back to going to see the doctor or maybe going to a counselor or something and proceed from there.
And were there any other findings in the survey that you wanted to discuss?
I guess the two main things, especially with getting into flu season, is normally I would suggest a spring and a fall medicine cabinet cleanup so you can get rid of any old expired medications or any medications you're no longer using to bring them safely back to a pharmacy for safe disposal. And with flu season coming on, kids get flu and kids can get complications and die from the flu as well, as opposed to just, you know, everyone thinking the elderly. So getting a flu shot is very important and everyone should try to get their flu shot every year.
The point about vaccines is actually interesting. I was actually wondering, in your experience, are the amount of people who are getting vaccines going up or down in recent years?
If we're talking about flu vaccinations, I think it kind of hovers about the same. We tend to see probably anywhere from 50 to maybe 60% of people getting vaccinated, which is pretty low, depending on what vaccine, but even for the flu vaccine, it's pretty low. We want as many people as possible because there are people out there, especially newborns or people with compromised immune system that can't get the vaccine where they normally, they were healthy, would have gotten it so that they can protect themselves on top of protecting people that can't actually get the vaccine. So I do think it is very important that people do get their vaccinations, and we do want to try to get to a goal of probably at least 80% or higher, if possible, to at least provide protection for as many people as possible.
You also mentioned the recent measles outbreak. Can you also speak to the amount of measles vaccinations as well, or is that not really in your jurisdiction?
That I don't. A lot of times the doctors do the administration of the measles vaccines, and there's the children go through their vaccination schedules to get their vaccines at that time. And for those ages, we don't normally do the vaccinations in the pharmacy. But we do know and do see that, unfortunately, the vaccine rate, there are, unfortunately, parents and children that don't go through and get their scheduled vaccinations. And that, unfortunately, has dropped the protection. And so one of the reasons why we are seeing a resurgence of measles and other diseases, we do want to be careful.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you so much, Danny, for taking the time to speak with me today.
You're welcome.
Okay, that was Danny Lee, a pharmacy manager at one of the London Drugs locations in Winnipeg, who talked about the recent survey they conducted regarding the major health concerns adults in Manitoba have regarding their children. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.